For some of the homes that have been under significant pressure, what they're looking at is decreasing profitability. You need the money to reinvest in the home. You need the money, obviously, to upgrade the facility, maybe add beds, etc. So for those who have lost beds, for example, that's a loss of income. And that has tipped people into closure. What we've seen is, I think, about an 11 or 12% increase in funding, whereas the actual costs have increased in excess of 30%. Staffing is a huge issue, obviously, and all positive in terms of increases in salaries and wages, auto-enrollment, a pension, etc. They're all positive, but they need to be funded. So the shortfall is significant in many parts. In the last 5 years, over 80 nursing homes have closed. And across the Western Seaboard in particular, from Kerry right up to Donegal, 15 homes have closed over the period of the last 2 years, and only four have opened. So there will be large parts of the country where services will become even more problematic and more challenging. The issue will have a huge impact on older people, as I've said, but it will have a huge impact on the acute hospital services, because you'll have people whose acute phase of care is over, who should be out in the community, whether it's in their own home or a nursing home, but cannot go because of a lack of community beds.